So I mean, it's just opened up so much for me, and through living this process and seeing everyone else go through the process, I've learned so much. And it's just really been amazing because I'm really passionate about, using marketing to help others make their dreams a viable way for them to make a living and a way for them to contribute to the world. I just learned
So
so
I have
much.
a question. Usually when a thought comes in or something, I like to interject. I don't like to interrupt. I swear I don't. But if I don't, the conversation will go in a different direction. It's just refocusing it back to a desired outcome is what I like to do. So those of us humble folks on the call, if we were to say, oh, great, Johnny. If you were to launch your very successful marketing, because you do have years of experience and you have some tools, and I know you're working on some things and you're developing that, can you, and I'm just putting this out there, it's a challenge, I'm in the mood to put out some very big dreams tonight. Would you or can you, would you be willing to coach us and help us to find the right people and the right targeted niche, the right avatar, the right customer who will pay all of us our worth, that we are not settling for people that undervalue us. Either they don't pay us, or they pay us less, or they expect more from us, or they don't, whatever it is, like some of the crazy clients I had in Sedona. Well, the truth is, I should rethink what I'm saying my Sedona clients. The Sedona clients were, they were my training wheels, and when you're training and you're learning, as sometimes I do, I literally will do stuff now for free just to test the waters, because I want to see if the work and the things I'm doing are actually effective. So my Sedona clients for, the beginning years, to be honest with you, if I couldn't do a TPT tax return, I couldn't do a, sales tax return, I couldn't do payroll taxes, I couldn't do tax planning, I wasn't a tax expert, well, how in the world am I going to go and charge, 90, 100, 200 an hour like I do now? Now I'm an expert at this. Someone just tells me their situation and I have an answer in 10 seconds. Before, I'd have to go download courses and upgrade my knowledge and learn and education. That's why John and I have invested a lot in learning and knowledge. So I don't want to sidetrack the conversation from you, but what I want to say is, with all these things you're learning and you're growing and with your past experience, can you hold the space for this amazing Jevolution group as our marketing guru or marketing teacher, and that you will in the inner world or the outer world will bless us with your knowledge? Because I'll tell you one thing, I've been with you for a long time. I think it's, what, in a month will be 12 years. 12 a lot. The baby's 12 months, 12 years, Shiva. You were one that always, always, always held your value. It meant a lot of times letting go of customers and clients, and a lot of times when I don't listen to you, I suffer. Like Dr. Olwen, I had to let her go, but you didn't, you screened people like I did to get into the program qualification. She wasn't qualified. I went against your advice, and of course I paid the price. But for me, that was a learning lesson. I was willing to go through it. It's okay. But can you help us to develop the relationship with the customers that are going to pay us our value and our worth? Is that something that you think you can handle? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I'd be happy to lend any support. Do you want me to go over some things now, or are you talking about over time? What is?
I don't know if we can go over it tonight because we're on 3 hours. I just wanted to give you a chance because that may mean something we develop in the future. But I know you have the talent. And if, let's say, Quincy's biggest, because I like to find solutions. Okay, so Quincy has a real concern that people may not want to pay him his value or his rate. I mean, I had that. So then we got some help, we did the right thing, hired the right coaches, we got into the right mindset, and we are able to do that now. We don't have those limiting beliefs, but success, remember, is mind power, spiritual power, and it's actually action steps. what are the action steps in, let's say, if we develop a sales and marketing, because that's an important leg for a business. You know, if I develop a program for that, would you be willing to tell us or tell Quincy specifically, let's say I'm answering his, it seems like every call leads into the next call. Energy works that way when we work with spirit and synchronicity, that his problem that he's having of, say, someone paying him $100 for a consultation, you help him find a customer that will pay him $100 for 1 hour only consultation or a 30-minute consultation and have him break that pattern? Because honestly, as much as Mind Power is great, we don't take the action steps and he doesn't collect a check for $100 from a customer, I promise you the fear is going to still be there. It has to be done with a physical check, a physical, something has to happen on a 3D level for him to shift. So do you think we could find Quincy one customer, let's start with one to break the pattern, to pay him for a 30-minute after he, okay, I'm not giving it to you for free, Quincy, you have to get all the videos and all the work done to me. Sorry, I don't give you away.
You're so funny. Thank you.
Do you think you can find Quincy a customer to do that?
Everything you're talking about right now is based on value, so that would be the first session. It's all about the difference between cost, price, and value. So, absolutely. I mean, there are many, many ways. Marketing is just
okay. I want to quit. We have about 5 minutes on this call before either the call shuts off or the angel shuts off. I don't even know if this is being recorded, but regardless, we're here together. Provide a solution. I like to, if we can, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but what do you mean by value? Let's say I'm new with this and I don't know anything. Help me out. I'm Quincy right now. I'm in his shoes. I'm scared. I'm scared shit. I don't make as much as I know I deserve better. You're laughing. I have to hold a straight face to be serious. This is getting fun. So I'm like, who is going to pay me $100 to save their life, right? I'm being sarcastic, but he doesn't get it. I get it. But he doesn't get it. So tell me about value. What would Quincy say to, let's say, Mrs. ADC to get her to hand him a, like, run over there and say, please take my money? And, like, she throws it at him and begs him, like, if you don't take this money now, my life is over. Like, I want my customers to do that for me. I want his customers to do that for him. What does he have to do in order for the customers to do that for him?
Well, yeah, you're definitely putting me on the spot, you know, sales and marketing 101 in 5 minutes. But basically, they need to see the benefits. You know, they need to see the benefits, and there needs to be a right fit. You know, one of the biggest things with sales and marketing that brings up negativity is when someone is being sold and marketed to that's not even a real potential customer. So if you think about it that way, you know, people that balk at the price, they're not seeing the value, or they're not even the right customer. When you don't have a right targeted customer, they're not going to want to pay what you're charging, and they, you know, won't even get the value out of it. So it's not a match on either side. I mean, it doesn't benefit either. You need to look at the benefit to them, the benefit to you, everybody, to be of service. How you can be of service. I mean, if you go to someone and you say, this is $100, buy this. Like, there's so many advertisements out there that there has to be new approaches or relationship. That's why many people allow them to sample the services to see if it's the right fit. You know, and it's not just the buyer that turns down the seller. Sellers turn down buyers as well because it's just going to waste everyone's time. They're not going to be happy. They're going to want to return, you know, their money back, things like that. But when you get the perfect match of who's the correct customer for what you're selling, then it works. They want to give you more because it's so valuable to them. So it's really about matching up where you're going to find that person and just giving them either a sample of it, a description of it, letting them know the benefits of it. The benefits, I mean, and for someone's health, there are other benefits to physical exercise than just health. There's, you know, a lot of people who teach well talk about the benefits of physical exercise as well. Our coach who, you know, built a mid seven-figure business within 6 years, she's so crazy about, you know, she's like, what do they call it? One of those really intense athletes, like runs and does all this stuff, I think CrossFit, like many, many hours a week. So, I mean, there's ways to cross over into those different areas too, but it's just about, you know, finding the right customer. There are many ways to do that. We can go out and, you know, go over at another time and communicating that offer to them, in which a sale occurs when someone sees a higher value than the actual currency price that they're paying. That's just the way it works.
So what you're saying is, and there's times when I get it, he has to make an offer, and the offer has to meet his avatar, his right customer, and his right customer will then say yes or no to that offer. Is it really what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it may require a little bit of testing here and there. Not everyone, you know, not everyone will say yes necessarily. I mean,
so it's possible Quincy will do his video, he will talk to the avatar, and maybe 100 people will be like, oh, that sucks, Quincy, we don't like it. You know, that's our worst fear, isn't it? That people aren't going to like us, like what we're saying, we look like, you know, crazy on film, whatever. And then maybe there'll be like another 1,000 that's going to say absolutely yes, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there will be some people that it's not right for, but again, with the right targeting of the correct avatar, as you said, which is, if you explain what the avatar is, if you explain that in one-on-one, or I know you've mentioned that.
Right now, I just picked, you know, one of our current clients as an example, because I have a couple on my hands that I really would love to have Quincy work with in time, and, you know, I just thought, well, you know, if we were creating something and Quincy, you know, was working with us, I can relate to my struggles, and I know the struggles of some of my customers. Like I said, the older people, I know quite a few of them that I have done psychic work for and psychic readings, and they'll ask me things, and they want to know about their health and their hip and their legs and this and that. And if we can teach them breath work through Tai Chi and movement, that gentle movement that'll bring more oxygen and more healing and more health, like we can't teach Kriya Yoga, but we can help Quincy develop a breath work program through, because I don't like getting on camera and twisting my body up. It's just not me. But if Quincy doesn't mind moving his body and postures and developing that, it will fit the need of some of our business and some of the older clients that he wants to work with, you know, people in their 50s or something, or, you know, business people that are overly stressed. We can create some sort of a synergy, I was thinking, to really, and you think for a business person, shelling out $100 to figure out to get in shape is going to be a lot of money?
No.
See? So I think with that said, John, thank you so much. That helped a lot. So am I hearing you?
Thank you, Jonathan. I really appreciate that. Excuse me, Indira. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to express my gratitude. And also, I think the beauty of what I have to offer is I've got something, maybe not for everybody, but I'm definitely have flexibility. So if people are looking for different things, I have enough to offer where I feel like I could just throw more than one thing or try to help them in more than one way than just a one-shot physical fitness or Tai Chi or I'm too old for that. So I really got a lot out of that. Thank you.
You can customize. What you're saying is you can customize a program based on their physical body's needs.
Most definitely. I feel like that's the most important thing because everybody's different.
We met a guy. His name is Mr. Fitness or Mr. USA or Mr. Fitness USA. He's really muscular. He's in his 60s. Part of, you know, our colleague in our program. $8,000, Quincy, he wanted for 2 freaking days to do what you just said.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You're telling me $100? Are you kidding me? I would be like throwing $100 bills at you.
Hmm. Thank
if
you
I was your
so per-
your perfect customer. Why? Because the need is there, and I have $100 to give you, right?
Right.
It has nothing to do with your mindset, what you believe in yourself, right? It has to do with who have I consulted with and how much are they charging. That's why I said no. Go on Google, know your market, know what your competitors are charging for what you're doing. You want to ideally come up with Quincy spiritual, you know, energy, true self that cannot, your USP, your unique selling proposition that no one else will have. And I think with that said, unless if anyone else has any other thoughts, baby has been great today. I'm feeling back to myself. Spiritual energy of today has been phenomenal. I want to thank all of you so much. So have I helped you to transform your mind, Quincy? I need to know that, or else I'm the type of person I'll keep working until you have all the answers.
No, thank you. No, thank you. You and Jonathan, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I really just needed a boost, and I got it. Just helped me get over that hump, because I feel like I'm right there. I just really needed something, and I feel like I got it.
And then, Jonathan, is there anything else on your mind, like your future plans that you want to put out there that I can actually try to implement in the inner world first before it manifests in the outer world? Is there something that in your heart you desire that we can, as a group, you know?
Well, I just want to start putting these new things I've learned into practice and, you know, for us personally, just being able to help others the way we do, but also being able to duplicate some of these amazing teachings so that people can get the benefit from them if perhaps they're not able to participate in the live coaching or things like that, and they'll leverage some of our time to be able to continue to work on these other projects that we've been working on, and then being able to share with other businesses how they can do that so that they have more fulfilling time with their families and, you know, they get more out of what they're trying to do. So
I have something for you as a coach I just thought of. Instead of me coming up with $1 million this year, I've already done $600,000 in terms of what my projects will pull in. Is it possible I can challenge you to pull in the other $600,000? Yourself? You? Your talent?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll,
Wait, I've done my part in the last month. I mean, I'm having a baby. We can have you take the lead and have you actually manifest that. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know if you, I'm definitely going to work on that for you, and I want to thank you. But I don't know if everybody's on the call or they're gone. I just wanted to make sure I address everyone. I like to kind of work full circle. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry sometimes if the information comes through very, very direct. But in the spiritual world, that's the only way we communicate with truth, honesty. We don't talk in circles. It means the shift. Sometimes the truth may hurt. It's not my intention. I feel that pain. I'm very sensitive, like all of you guys. I try my best to walk in your shoes, unless if I see a spiritual law that's trespassed on. Because when people have failure after failure, I know that it's because of a spiritual reason, and it's probably because of a relationship sensitivity issue. And I'm very protective of humanity as a whole, and because of that, I try to correct the person's spiritual nature first, and then sometimes that may be a challenging or difficult conversation, but if I don't do it now, the soul will never know. No one else will have the courage to speak that kind of truth, to shift that being forever and ever in eternity and make that powerful change for them. I'm willing to do that. Sometimes that's the only my own expense of feeling really bad or feeling really sorry or really hurt. I am deeply compassionate, but at the same time, I don't like to see people continue to suffer. It's just I have the tools, I have the solution, and I try to put it out there. So I hope that you guys are going to love me as much as I love you and understand that my intention is pure, my soul is pure. My goal is to see you successful and to have have your cake and eat it too, to have health, wealth, family, blessings, spiritual, mental, emotional, financial, physical, all of it. And that you don't, as a being of God, as a divine being, you shouldn't have to choose between one or the other, that you are endowed with a wholesome, holistic life, and that you're blessed, and I'm here for you always. As I always say, in body or out, this is my job. God gave me this work, and I love it, and it brings tears to my eyes, so I don't like to say goodbyes. So I always say see you soon, and you know, I'll be taking a couple of weeks off to get some things done, and then I'll be doing one-on-ones with you guys, and then we'll see how to follow up with the final call on this program. But officially, it has ended, and I feel blessed that all of you have had some shift, maybe not all the shift. Remember, things are a process. We have a lot more to go. What I would like to bless all of you with is, and myself and Jonathan, the action steps. We ask God to give us the, not just the knowledge, not just the mind power, but the teachers and the coaches or the resources or the ability to fulfill now these great visions we have, that we take the right action, that, you know, Ram's project is super successful and it manifests with the right, you know, the right developer, the right contractor, the right, you know, that Quincy finds the right customers, that Jonathan makes $500,000 this year or more, we always say or more, and that, you know, Rick is making great money and having everything too in summer and all of us, that the action steps, that we're not afraid to go out there and deal with a rejection, and that, you know, in the next program we can talk about handling rejection and dealing, you know, with the real life people out there, sometimes the difficult ones, and how to get through that adversity. So my goal is that literally revenue realization or cash in the bank for all of us to have a 3D reality now that the mind power is done. Let's do physical reality, get the money down to the first chakra and have that for us. So with that said, if anyone's still on the call, I just want to thank you. You guys can say, you know, see you soon, goodbye, whatever, and then we'll be in touch via text and things like that to schedule our next time.
Indira, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Randy. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're all welcome. Oh, my gosh, you guys all stayed for 3.5 hours. This is amazing. Have a really blessed Mahashivratri. I didn't know you were on the call, Randy. I'm sorry. I have to schedule a one-on-one with you.
Man, I experienced financial miracles since I was on the call with you.
Really? Oh my gosh! If I had known, I would have. Can you talk about it? I didn't know you were on there. I'm so sorry.
I put out a bid that is more than anything I've ever put out to anybody. It's like double what I would normally charge, and I proved the value, because much earlier you talked about value, and I proved the value of the project, and I kind of just put it out there, and 2 days went by, I didn't hear anything, and then I got an email message back saying, sounds good, I'm traveling right now, let's talk when I get back. So
we've all hit the money jackpot in energy and all of our customers. That's called accounts receivable, by the way. Accounts receivable just means in accounting, it, what we have to do is what I call, when I literally talk about earning it, when the customer has agreed to pay us and the services, remember I'm teaching from accounting principles, the services are not rendered. In a court of law, we have what's called an IOU. We owe the customer. It's actually, it's complex accounting, but it's called an unearned, you know, unearned income, and it's classified as a liability. It's not an asset. It's not our money yet. You know, if my customers have agreed to pay me $500,000 or more, well, that's wonderful. But what have I delivered? If I haven't delivered, that's why I was questioning Quincy. If we haven't delivered the services we said we were in contract, that we were agreeing to deliver, then that customer has the right to say, hey, I want my money back, right? Isn't that fair? Like, if we give our word and we tell someone we're going to do something, we actually do it. Because if we don't, should someone have to pay us for it? No, it wouldn't be ethical. It wouldn't be right. So if you can hold the way you will get this client to pay you, and I promise you, you're just about to begin my year. This is only the first one, and this is a low-end package. Go back and rework it and do your pricing 3 times as much. I guarantee you, you're going to have a handful of customers within a very short period of time because you were willing to change. You were willing to listen to me. You were willing to be what I call upgraded. You're one of my my lovelies that came in 2 calls, maybe, and you're definitely in an older mindset, so I congratulate you for being a young soul, an old soul with a young mind, a flexible mind, a coachable mind, I call it, because God's going to bless you with amazing wealth, and I do see tremendous financial success coming for you, maybe 50, 100,000 more, whatever you need. Keep doing what you've done and continue to build your receivables. Continue to make your offers. You went out there. You're an implementer. You're a go-getter, and you're just blessed you're on the call. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were. Just keep making your proposals and having them. I would rather you have your calendar booked full with clients waiting to pay you than you having to worry the other end where you came in the call wanting to make enough money to, you know, like everybody starts out, you know, paying the bills, financial struggle. It looks like God and the angels and all the beings of wealth aligned for you very quickly because obviously you're doing something right. You were a generous soul and meeting you at Hay House. Are you kidding me? Like, I forgot about that. So God bless you. I'm going to be here for you on a one-on-one. I'd love to, you know, I was wondering about you. I was like, oh, where is he? But I didn't know I was pregnant. I'm sorry. And I didn't have the will, physical, human will to move. And I'm quite a little slow, a little lazy, a little behind. But I will be there for you. I'd love to do a one-on-one with you to see how else, you know, I may be able to serve you. Sorry about Dr. Owen not replying back to you and not being willing to help you and being a giver, but you will be part of my group coaching program, and definitely I have your book, and you're definitely, you know, in line to be certified. I have to think about a few things if you're to get the certification because you have a lot of the credentials, but you hadn't gone through the full program. Maybe if I can get you all the recordings, you can do all the listening, you can get all the steps done, I can still certify you so that you will have the ability to claim more value and more worth, and you can go out there and change the world, you know, and that's, you know, it brings tears to my eyes to hear that you shifted so quickly. I'm really thankful you were on the call, and I apologize.
Thank you.
If I'd known, I would have invited you sooner. So, absolutely, and I'll text you. I'm better on text, and then I'll schedule a time. It's how I work, because some days I'm up, some days I'm not, but looks like the baby's finally. I had a long talk with it the other day, and she's alive and golden. I'm like, okay, you got to be good to mommy, and mommy has lots to do, and we got to get along. And she's like, well, slow down. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll slow down. So I don't know how to slow down. But I'll be there for you. And thank you so much for sharing that. It means a lot to me that you were able to give value. Now we have to deliver service. And after that, the money is yours. In a quarter law or not, in the spiritual world or not, it's your money. It's as good as gold. If you deliver on your word, it's your money. And that's what we all have to do. We have to deliver on our word, what we're promising to deliver, and then that's it. And the money is ours. So that's the next step.
Thank you.
So you got it. Take care.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Jonathan too. Bye.